Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Paris, France. 10 nations in the European Union are ready at this time to form an army. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details on that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We talked a couple of weeks ago, John, about an army that the European Union would put up and establish there for the European Union, about 10 members, if I remember correctly. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, says she now backs Macron, he is the President of France, his European Union Defense Force. That's exciting, is it not, as it relates to Bible prophecy, but even the fact they're moving ahead with this project of a military operation in the European Union.
Yes, the European Union Initiative for a Military or an EU Army, it's been around for a long time, and it's had serious failures. As well, it's a continuing attempt to put this together. Very interesting, there's been a subset of today's European Union called the Western European Union, which is the military alliance of the EU. And interesting enough, that particular alliance has had 10 nations for many, many years. So we have the current situation now where Angela Merkel has more or less okayed the plan which is coming through France's Macron. Part of this is the tension that the EU has always wanted to have a relevant and an autonomous military. The significance, as you say, Jimmy, is that there is this EU military thrust that's always there. It's come to light again. It appears to be gaining some traction. Then there's the EU political union. And these are perhaps the two main characteristics of what I would say the eventual core nations will bring them together, because it's the political union that will bring the 10-nation confederation. Right with that is the EU military. That just makes sense.
John Rood with details on the 10 nations in the European Union who are today forming a military force, an army. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. John Rood, our broadcast partner, gave us the details on a European Union move to form a military force. There are two very important facts in this report. The European Union with an army and 10 nations in that coalition. The old Roman Empire had an army, and the revived Roman Empire will have an army as well. The number of nations, 10 nations, is the number that Bible prophecy calls for in that coalition to form the army. That's Daniel chapter 7 and verse 7, and the book of Revelation chapter 13 verse 1, and chapter 17 verse 12. The stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...